Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's not the 4th of July, it's the 18th of July. How come Chicago's got it wrong? What's the story? Who do I talk to about that, Jay? Let's get to the bottom of this mystery.
How they out.
The wrong name for that song. Would it sound the same as it just should be the 18th of... No, it doesn't sound right. Well, I guess we screwed up again here on the Good Day program, but we'll fix it. That's our job to either create trouble, fix trouble, have an address on what is mattering, what troubles you. Questions and answers, events discussed today, as usual, the issues of the day, and a little bit of philosophy here and there. Don't you like to be philosophical? I think it's fun. And maybe I'm the only one who thinks that, but listen, it works. There are all kinds of beings listening to this program, including mosquitoes. Do you know that? The mosquitoes listen very carefully. Wait a minute.
Do they really?
Yep. There's another one. Got them. Okay, well, maybe not listening anymore. We are tuned in to things like this excitement in Washington. This is exciting. The House Oversight Committee holding hearings on UFOs. Yep. They're going to do it. The chairman of the committee, Tim Burchett of TenRC, announcing that the session is scheduled for next week. The hearing will come because the Republicans have promised to look deeply into unidentified objects, unconfirmed claims, and then there's this former intelligence official in the military that had found a crashed alien spacecraft. Let's get to the bottom
dun,
of that.
Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun.
They
Meanwhile,
us.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been asked if he believes in extraterrestrial life. And he said, have you seen the people I work with in the House of Representatives?
Ba-dum-bum.
Bump-de-rum-bum. Beep-beep. I'd love to see the facts, he said. That's a surprise. I'm very supportive of letting the American people see what we have. Letting the American people, wow, what a choice of words, huh? We're going to let you if you're lucky. We're the bosses and you're peons.
It's like, if lucky. You behave yourself.
Or else we'll get the unidentified flying objects or the aliens or whoever they are to come to Florida and get, we'll give you an example of how they can get you. They've already taken over the body and the mind of Ron DeSantis. Where are they going next?
We've all seen Men in Black. We know how it works.
That's it. We're going to have wouldn't it be amazing if it was? if that was the real story? Huh? Men in Black. Dun, 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 dun. Or as Trump, it's always his blue suit. He never wears anything but a blue suit. You notice that?
Well, because he knows his color palette. Somebody taught him once upon a time that black doesn't necessarily look good on him, but blue might be his color.
Mm-hmm. There you are, blue on blue, a heartache on heartache. So we'll be waiting with bated breath to find out what the House Oversight Committee finds out regarding UFOs. Okay, probably won't sleep till then. I want to know. I already know.
But we're burying the lead. They changed the name of UFOs to UAPs.
Well, I mentioned UAPs. I don't like that.
I missed that. Unidentified aerial phenomena? Phenomena is such a fun word. Come on. Phenomena.
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 It's phenomenal phenomena. It's not just regular phenomena. It's phenomenal phenomena. Phenomenal phenomena as a phenomena in a phenomenal world. Right? You got it?
Got it.
Okay. And then there were those bugs that have attacked your stomach because you ate something yesterday that had mayonnaise and had been sitting out for a day.
Why?
That feels like unidentified. We'll get to that on our Food, Farm, and Family Report later in this hour. This is a Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. Random survey of teachers that was conducted in grades kindergarten through high school, finding that 2 out of 3 missed classrooms. Average teacher in the U.S. said that they think this was something we alluded to, I think, a week or two or three ago. I can't remember because one day comes in, I don't know. We go on and on. It's like this program goes on forever, all day, all night, every day, through the every moment we're on to something. The average teacher in the poll said that they thought about the upcoming school year during the summer break 8 times, with 45% sharing that it comes to mind even more often that children are not making it to the classroom. So why are we having, what's the education mode, the education situation? Youngsters are not thinking much about school unless they have to go to summer school. Do you ever go to summer school?
I did for math. Math is not my strong suit.
It almost seemed like
a little extra help.
Punishment, right? Didn't it seem like punishment that you didn't do well enough during school year?
I think sometimes summer school is used as punishment. Other times it is just used as like extra tutoring. I didn't feel like I was being punished when I went, and it was I think it was like 6 weeks, 4 weeks maybe.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot, and it was very helpful for me.
It was. Well, you had more one-on-one instruction, did you?
No. I mean, it was a smaller class, but it was, I want to say it was like one teacher, 12 children, 12 students.
Mm-hmm. I have, in high school, I did take summer classes, and I think it was in math as well, although I'm good in math. I didn't like there was something about it. You know what? It got down to the teacher. It's funny because you think, okay, knowledge is knowledge and learning is learning, but it's not. It's up to the teacher. I think in many ways there's been parents too. The atmosphere, it's not just teachers, but parents are responsible for the atmosphere, the attitude they have toward education. And especially with a lot of single parent families, that gets kind of lost in the shuffle for work and paying bills and whatever other things that come up.
Well, and it's like you want the parents and guardians to be engaged with their student-age children, with what they're doing, what they're learning, but also for teachers and faculty to meet these students in how they learn.
Yeah.
Where once upon a time it was like, okay, here's the curriculum and you're good to go. And then I think when I was a student, there was a little bit more focus on how children learn in the sense of some learn more visually where others are more auditory. And now it's like, no, there's so many more ways to learn. And I think it also shows when you can tell the teacher truly loves their job and they truly care about the students, as opposed to teachers who might just be there because that was the kind of work they fell into, or they're just waiting to retire. I had a teacher who was an awesome human being, but a really bad teacher. He was one of the athletics coaches, but you had to be a teacher to also be the athletics coach. And so it was one of those things
that
only cared about the athletics and not the schooling. And he was supportive in the sense that he wanted people to pass. But the problem was he didn't teach you. He gave you the answers.
Yeah.
And that wasn't, nobody learned that way. Yeah, we got great grades and we're wonderful at tests because he's trying to get the answers.
But he wanted to be your friend, too.
Yeah, it was not helpful.
No. Teachers credit the success of what's gone on since the pandemic to being able to inspire their students, so they say. Teaching in person is something I still can't get over. The ridiculous reality of the big cities, especially like Los Angeles, where nobody went to school. Nobody did anything for a year or more, actually. They got paid to do nothing. And I remember how it was my grandson's first experience with school as the pandemic started. He was in the first grade. Is it first grade? Let me see. Where is he now? Third. He's in third. Yeah. First grade. And a lot of it was experienced at home on the computer. He's on the screen. He didn't know how to deal with that, but he didn't know any difference. See, when he went to school, it was a fresh start for him and a lot of other youngsters. So in a way, it was good if they had good teaching, if there was good material, and they stuck to it during the pandemic. And then when the youngsters went to school, actually, they have the experience. I think a lot of them, at least my daughter feels that in my grandson's class, that a lot of the children they didn't know any differently, so they, you know, they didn't have the social. The big thing about, I think, youngsters when they're younger, especially, is getting socially connected as well as educationally. It's you got to know how to get along with others.
There are some things that only our peers can teach us, and interactions can teach us, and that goes for any age.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, teacher projects, supplies, not enough of that. What do they do with the money? God only knows. There's a lot of that stuff that now in the summertime is being activated. Again, I think I said this the other day. Some schools, especially in California, will be back in session in a month. My daughter and my grandson and her husband come here this Friday for 3 weeks. And when they go back, the next day, Miles goes back to school. So that's when the third week of August, I think. Pretty amazing. All right, so there it is. That's the attitude of teachers in the summertime. What are you learning? I think going to school, going to camp, all those things are great things in the summertime as well. How about we take a trip to Las Vegas? You ready to go? How about it? Everybody ready for a trip to Las Vegas? Raise your hands, please. Look at all those people who want to win two free nights in Las Vegas. Call 800-419-DOUG. Should I sing that? 800-419-DOUG.
Doug.
So if you're one of the first 10 callers right here, right now, you get two free nights. The other number, if you're not good at translating letters into numbers, 800-419-3684. Fabulous Las Vegas. Fabulous time will be had by all. It's pretty simple, pretty easy. And then there are other things that you can do if you decide you want to stay 4 days. And then you get, I think there's some discounted deal. But just picture yourself next to a swimming pool. Or picture yourself going to the slot machine. Or picture yourself having a dinner at one of those 900 million jillion buffets. That's what Las Vegas is all about. You get it free. 800-419-3864.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Z.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guitar playing, and let's warm it up here. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. It's Tuesday, the 18th of July. I think we've sort of settled that out. One thing that apparently also has been settled, Jay, is the first ever Golden Bachelor Award. And unfortunately, I didn't get in, and I would have won had I gotten onto this television program, but because my staff didn't work fast enough to get me on, I flunked out. And as we all know,
chance.
I know it. Love knows no age. I think that's something. I think that's true. I think you have love. Sometimes love is more mature. Yeah. Yes, please. Anyway, so you want to know who the Golden Bachelor is? You've been watching the show, but you missed the last episode. We're going to announce. We will tell you. We have the name. Sounds like Vin Rames on the Arby commercial. We have the beef. We have the name, and we will announce it for the world to hear right after this big build-up.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Alright. Ah, there it is. The theme from The Bachelor. Alright, so here, this fellow who's the winner. That's what that is, yeah.
I've never watched it. I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've never watched it either because I wasn't on it, so I figured, the heck with it. Never too late to fall in love, though. That's a great song. There are all kinds of great love songs around. Don't give up. Always possibilities. So are you ready for the name? The ABC Network has announced that Gary, probably Jerry, I'm going to guess,
Gary.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Gary or Jerry?
Mm-hmm. Gary.
Jerry. Jerry Turner?
Gary Turner.
Why isn't it, why, Gary is spelled G-A-R-Y. This guy's name is spelled G-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah, well, J-A-I is typically Jai, but here we are.
Well, telling me like it is. All right, yeah, let's see that it's Jari. Anyway, so he married his high school sweetheart in 1974. He said they had a great life. They have daughters, yada, yada, yada. Tony fell ill and she died 6 years ago.
After 43 years together, he lost the love of his life. And now he's looking for a new love.
How do you do that, though? How do you call it the love of your life and then that person goes away and you find another love of your life? Doesn't that sound disingenuous? That's not right.
Well, you can find an... You can have a love of your life. I think you can have more than one love of your life, but at the same time, just because you have a love of your life doesn't mean you can ever love again.
Mm.
Like, he lost the love of his life. If she had not died, they would likely still be together.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's looking for new love. Not necessarily the new love of his life, but new love.
Yeah, yeah, she can do that.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking in love. Sometimes we look for love in the wrong places. Okay, so he's got a nice house on a lake in Indiana. So he won. How was it decided that he won?
How he was chosen? How was he chosen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably just like the audition process, and they chose him, and then this. So he's going to be the Golden Bachelor, and he'll be looking for his new love, and the spinoff series starts in the fall.
All right, there it is. 28 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your pet talking to you? And if so, what are they saying? You know, vocalizations are a very important part of animal communication and their language. A barking dog may be protecting the house, alert to some intruder or visitor, or he may be fearful. Listen to the sounds your pet makes at different circumstances. His normal bark shows that he's alert. A high-pitched shrill bark usually indicates fear. Growling in a deep-pitched tone may be a demonstration of dominance or a power struggle with another dog or human. A yelping dog is undoubtedly in pain or shock. Maybe he's been hurt, or it could be he just wants to eliminate. A squeal may show happiness, or maybe a pleasant surprise. A howl, by the way, is a dog or cat's way of saying he's lonely. It's also a rallying call, as if to tell other pets or people where he is or that something is wrong. For example, in packs of wolves, when one wolf howls, the other wolves come. It's kind of a rallying call. Let's get together, prepare for the hunt, or maybe just sing a song. That's right, maybe just sing a song together.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is headed to Washington for a meeting today with President Biden. He'll also address a joint meeting of Congress. The visit comes as Biden yesterday invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States for an official visit later this year. Iowa's new law that outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected is on hold. A judge has granted a request for a temporary injunction just days after it was signed into law. Governor Kim Reynolds says the state will appeal. Expect today to be another day of investigators combing through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. Police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. Huerman's Chevy Avalanche pickup was seized yesterday in South Carolina. Investigators say it helped them crack the case. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Under the boardwalk, out of the sun. Under the boardwalk, we'll be having some fun. Under the boardwalk, people walking about.
If my memory serves me correctly, and fortunately most of the time it does, I believe this is the first song from the rock era that used violins. I think this is the first one, if not mistaken. And so here it is, the Drifters moving down to the boardwalk. Here's a little trivia that I learned in my days when I was friends with Ed McMahon. His first job, everybody remembers, wait a minute, hold on, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. You know who Ed McMahon was, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right, so his first job was selling kitchen utensils on the boardwalk. That's what he did.
Really?
As a barker. Yes, right.
Wow.
He used to practice. He wanted to be on the radio. He practiced. He had rolled up a Time magazine, and he used that as a microphone, and he practiced how to sell. That's why he made the great salesman that he was over the years. And he learned the craft of selling. He learned on the boardwalk when he was a teenager. He would sell pots and pans and things on as a sort of Broadway barker, in a manner of speaking. So there you go. How about them apples? A lot of people are concerned about lackluster civic engagement these days. And I think one of the reasons that I talk about some of the things that I do is to try to relate what's going on around the country to what's in your local circumstance, in your local ham, if you will. People need to be involved. People need to be on the school committee that are credible. People need to be in the city council or on the board of selectmen who are really interested, not in themselves. And I think this bleeds out into the country because we're so distracted by the fiasco that's Washington, the show. It is. It's just a big show. And we've been distracted. They've done a good job at taking our attention away from our own cities and towns. And actually, you are far more engaged. Remember, Tip O'Neill used to say, all politics are local. They are. Everything starts in your town with the school committee and with the selectmen or with the city council. And we're all so distracted by this damn drama that's going on, most of it in Washington, that the issues that are occurring, the things that are important in our own backyards, are ignored. And they can't be ignored. They shouldn't be ignored. How do we run things if we don't know what's going on? Right? What are your thoughts? Share them with me and with Jay and with the rest of the people who are participating in this event. Call the Doug Steffen Good Day program every day. Social media, Facebook and Instagram and Thread at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, it's Good Day on Air, so that we can go through the what's going on in your time. I think that's the question. We always ask certain questions that carry through until Friday when we run through them. But maybe that's a question, Jay, that we can have as paramount importance.
Yeah.
What is going on in your community? What's the number one thing, the most important thing going on right now in your community? That I would like to know. And you can share it on the social media, or you can share it through our social connection that's called the Telephony. Telephone 888-855-999-DOUG, all right? Got that. There were three banks that were robbed by one guy who was dressed as a woman.
With a sticky note.
Sticky note bandit, actually. Three Texas banks. He handed tellers a note with threatening messages demanding cash. So he's now called the sticky note bandit. Very clever of somebody to have named him that. He's not been arrested. Nobody knows who he is. This is the Houston area. Where a lot of money has been robbed. They don't really even know how much it is. But anyway, he has gone in as a female, and usually in the banks, approaches the teller, hands him this note on a sticky pad, demanding cash, and then he leaves. Nobody has been physically hurt. Suspect, this sounds like an episode of a television show, maybe the news. You're looking for a 5'8" black man with a thin to medium build. And so there you go.
It's helpful now that with social media, people can figure out who this person is and then get actual photos.
Yeah.
As opposed to the drawings, where somebody just described them and then they try to do a drawing
as
possible. And more often than not, it looks like an actual person who is out there, but not the right one.
No.
Not the same person.
Nope. But you're amazed sometimes when you see on TV, Law and Order, they draw pictures, right? They have the sketch artist come in and people describe the people who have been harmed by the perp. They describe them and it looks exactly like the guy. Yeah, I know who that is. Who does that? Who knows? Who knows by looking at a picture of the frame of somebody's face? Yeah, I know who that is right away. No, you don't. Come on. Are you really telling me that you think, you know? Okay, here's something that's really, really, really disgusting. A 12-year-old girl, listen to this, has been charged with throwing acid on an 11-year-old girl during an argument on the playground. Where in the name of God did this 12-year-old get acid? That's what I want to know. This is in Wayne County. This is outside of Detroit. DA has charged a 12-year-old girl with felony assault, intent to do bodily harm. This is troubling to be sure. I want to know how somebody at 12 figures out how to do this and how, in this circumstance, this affects this girl for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's awful. Thankfully, she's alive.
Right.
Well, and it's one of those things that we see this with children, and it's almost like you wonder, where did they learn this from? And then
that's
you
right.
see this with adults happening all the time. Mm. Some kind of
they
argument.
They learn from the adults.
And somebody gets stabbed or somebody gets shot.
Yep. Unbelievable. Good God. Where are the parents? Like, where are people who supposedly love these children? That's the problem. Too many people are distracted by all these damn devices and things that are going on. They're too interested in themselves, and they don't take care of the charges, the things that are theirs, that is their children.
Well, it's not always, I mean, that you're not wrong. That is one of the issues, one of the situations. But there's also people who are absentee because they can't be around. They are working multiple jobs just to put food on the table.
They should have thought of that before they got pregnant. Frankly, does that sound too harsh? It is something.
Especially because money is finite. Financial situation is not always there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have enough money. Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to stop the conversation. I've said what I have to say about parenting. I'm pretty direct. And I say it from a position of strength because if there's one thing that I think I've done okay on, I don't know that I would tell you I was a pluperfect parent, but I think my children would tell you that I have done okay to maybe a little better than okay. How would you grade yourself? Is another question for social media. As a parent, how would you grade yourself? A, B, C, D, F? And a lot of the parents of this 12-year-old who threw the acid, they deserve an F. Because there's something they didn't do, a lot that they didn't do, to show that girl what's right and what's wrong. Right? And that's because there's so much selfishness and so much just narcissism.
Well, and it also goes into the conversation and the debate of sociology versus psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Nature versus nurture.
Yep. Got any others? Good versus bad? Well, there is. It's kind
of. No, I mean, someone could have the most amazing parents who were attentive and did everything, quote unquote, right.
Mm-hmm.
And their child is a psychopath because that's just in their psychology.
We all know those.
We all know people who had the worst upbringing possible and end up being amazing.
They were fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that reminds me of a comment that you made when we were talking about teachers. And the teacher that you had, everybody liked, gave you good grades, but you didn't earn them. He told you, he made it easy for you.
Yes, he was a kind human being, but a horrible teacher.
Yeah, and that can be the same with parenting. You can't always be nice. You got to be thorough. You've got to be solid. You have to be very, in terms of strategically learning, the child learning the lessons, you got to be steady and consistent. It can't be one way. Children are all confused by stuff. And then there are the parents who don't want to hurt their children's feelings, so they do whatever they want to do. I know somebody who has a 19, 20-year-old son who has brought four cats home, and he has them in the bedroom, and the mother won't say anything about getting rid of them. Or if you don't get rid of them, you move out, you get out, and take the cats with you. She didn't want to do that because she didn't want to hurt a little boy's feelings.
Is he finding stray cats? Taking them in and loving them?
No, he's more than that. It would be, if that was all it was, it would be one thing, but there's all kinds of other stuff going on. And, there's a certain time when you know what you're capable of doing. And maybe that hasn't been taught by the parents either. Maybe that's one of the problems. Here is the story of careless, sloppy, bad management. What else? What's the word when you hear the story of these emails from the military mistakenly sent to a Russian ally, a minor typing error casually done or whatever, carelessly done, probably a better email is intended for the military's MIL domain, have for years been sent to the West African country, which ends with the .ml suffix. So they're supposed to be, they leave an eye out. And so now it's been found out that these emails, some of them contain sensitive information about passwords, medical records, itineraries of top officers from the Pentagon. So what in the world is going on here? The problem has been identified for the past 10 years. People have known that it's been a problem. Mali's country domain is MIL, .MIL. It's like here it's .US, but people have been using .ML.
And this isn't even a one-time thing. This is millions of U.S. military emails this has been happening for years, intended for U.S. military, have been going to
the Mali government.
Mali, yeah.
And they're friends with the Russians, so who knows where it's gone, where the information is gone.
For years. And is this something they only just figured out, or is this something that only the public is now being aware of?
This is back to what I was talking about earlier. Management, who knows what's going on, the circus in Washington that keeps us away from actually managing, knowing, and fixing the problems. The problems are so rampant because the country is so big and technologically it's like a jungle. And who's the boss? The guy who's the boss is, you know, has a hard time putting his underwear on. How can we set a good example? And that's the problem all the way down, as I outlined a few minutes ago, to the distractions on the local level. Come on. Let's pay attention, folks. It's our country. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Game presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain Scent Beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Meet Joe A, Hi. Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Just can't wait to get on the road,
again.
Why my love is making music with my friends.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
One of the things about being out in my truck or my car on long rides is I get to listen to things like the Willie Nelson channel on Sirius and some of the old country songs. They play, it's Willie Nelson's channel supposedly, and they play a Willie Nelson song once an hour. And it almost makes it worthwhile to trip through some of the other stuff that they play.
Yeah, it's great because it's artists who were inspired by Willie or artists who inspired Willie.
Yep. All right, so Willie Nelson, the headline here, so we don't bury it, is going to do another Farm Aid this year along with John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews, and Margot Price is going to be involved in this all-day music. It's a big food event as well on the last day of summer. Farmers and Farm Aid, September 23rd at the Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana. And the tickets go on sale this Saturday at LiveNation.com. That's the only problem with this. You have to get your tickets through Live Nation, which for me is a headache and a half. So if you don't remember or you don't know about Farm Aid, who doesn't at this point, but maybe you don't, Willie said a long time ago that he wanted to help bring back family farming. He wants it to be as vibrant as it used to be. It's an important part of our food system in America, so he says, and he's right. This group of people have this annual festival to raise money to support family farmers around the country and to inspire people to choose family farm food, which is basically the message here on our Food, Farm, and Family report, and also on the American Family Farmer, which you can listen to on most of these same stations every weekend. And you can also listen to it on AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. You can get the download, the podcast, and focus on the various things that we do. Like the current download has the story of a farm in New Jersey selling specialty berries to local restaurants and grocery stores and individuals. It's a great thing, a great time of year for berries. And so those stories, those are the kind of stories that we tell here on the American Family Farmer Show in our podcast downloads, and also on the American the outreach here is for, on the Food, Farm, and Family Department to get you to focus on some of these things. So it'll be interesting to follow Willie and how this all goes. It'll be a sellout. It always is. Prices range from $75 to $315. There are pre-sale tickets that have been sold. Excuse me. And so anyway, they call it the Good Food Movement, which I really kind of like. I think that's cool. The Good Food Movement. Today is National Sour Candy Day. People enjoying sour fruit, sour foods like sauerkraut. Who among us likes sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut is good. I would not chalk that up with sour candy, but sauerkraut is delicious.
So you like sour lemon balls, for example?
No, I can't do sour candy.
Oh, you can't?
No,
okay.
Like sour, yeah. I cannot do any. I have a really hard time with sour. I don't really find sauerkraut or vinegar, even though it is kind of like sour bittery.
Yeah, vinegar is good.
I don't have a hard time with vinegar or sauerkraut, but when it comes to sour candies, I cannot do it. I have a really hard time with sour.
Yep. So I always wondered how they do this. I'm looking at the acidic ingredients. So I wonder if we need to be talking about Balance 7 as we talk about National Sour Candy Day, because it in fact really can, because of the acidic ingredients like vinegar, it converts sugar to glucose, and that's why you have that sweet tart combination. So these things have had a lot of appeal. A lot of candy lovers on Halloween look for this sort of stuff. The long-lasting association between Halloween and candy and the experiment that goes on all the time, people making new things. For example, the Ferrera Pan Candy Company introduced sour candy called Atomic Fireballs. Wow. At the
Are
time
they
of
sour?
The, I've never had one. I don't know them.
They're just, they're just kind of hot. I've never considered those sour. I like
those.
Well,
see, there's a difference. You're right. There's a difference between sour and hot. And I think that's the thing. The sour candy craze is, I think, a very important part of the sweetness of what we like. But like licorice, that's kind of sour, isn't it? It's not really sweet. Anyway, enjoy National Sour Candy Day here. A reminder courtesy of Food, Farm, and Family in the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.